All right, let's go ahead and we'll say a word of prayer, and then we'll jump right in this lesson on today. Father, y'all, we just bless your name, and we just glorify you for who you are. We thank you for your presence, and we just seek wisdom and understanding on today, on tonight, and we bless you in advance for it. And we just thank you for all things. In the name of Yehoshua, we do pray. Amen. All right. Okay, let's get this started here. As most of you well know by now, there's just a lot of things that have been going on with the church these past few days, I guess. There's something going on one fast another physically with just a lot of church members, and some very serious incidences have happened since since we've communicated last. Matter of fact, the last situation during the Sabbath service, we had to abruptly end the service because there was things going on with Deanna, and right in the middle of the message, she started to fall out in the floor, and so I had to rush to her and grab her, and the girls had to do what they could do to help get us situated and stuff like that. And so we can't, end up calling 911 and stuff like that. And she's in the hospital now. But she's doing much better. But, there's some things going on with her as far as her physical body is concerned. And y'all's working it out. And I think my secretary is in the hospital. Got a lot of family members who's sick. My brother-in-law is in the hospital. Y'all keep them lifted up in prayer. And it's just been one thing, one thing after another. Dealt with the situation as far as, Mama Coast was concerned. And, on yesterday, well, she had been unconscious in her car for roughly about 9 hours or so in the garage. And so, Elder and I found her and dealt with that. And, Tanya came over and helped out quite a bit. And so it's just been a whole lot of stuff that's been going on. And I wanted to remind you of some things that Yah had said to me, and I always be, very cautious about it, by certain things that I say, and the reason why is because when he speaks certain things, to me, they come to pass to the strictest detail, and so just to kind of remind you of some things I had talked about, my sickness, still don't quite know to this day what it was that was going on with my body at the time. I was told, matter of fact, I was sick for about a year. What was that about? Yeah, it was about 2 years ago. And it's been about 2 years now. Yeah, about 2 years. I said about 2 years. It's been about 2 years. It started about 2 years ago. So it's going to, I'll say, come September be 2 years. You know, because that was 2019 when it happened. I think it's, 2019 around when we go to Florida. That's how we started. 2019. So I got sick when I came back. Yeah, so it's 2019, so it's 2 years. So it's around, September, October 2019 when I got sick. And so so it's about 2 years ago, and I still don't quite know what it was. What it was that happened to me, but I know when I went in the hospital, they told me all kinds of stuff. They said my kidneys was failing. I was getting ready to go on dialysis. It was like, the guy told me that I'd be on dialysis about 3 months. That was almost 2 years ago. Also told me that I had heart issues and still hadn't had a heartache since the time frame they told me I had one. And so, all those things I was, diagnosed with from their point of view at the time. And like I said, I was, he told me not to work out, told me not to do anything pretty much, but I hadn't slowed down since I walked out of the hospital. Well, reason why is because obviously trust is in Yah, not what man has to say. And I want to encourage you to always do the same. And always understand, doctors and nurses and things like that, that they're human. And their positions and things like that they hold, although they, they have expertise, I said it for lack of a better way to put it, in the area of their, medical field, for lack of a better way to put it. Always understand that a lot of things that are diagnosed and done is based upon science. And what science is, in a nutshell, is human knowledge. And so some things, that's laid out, it actually works and things like that. And so I'm not, putting down doctors or nurses or anything like anyone that's in the medical field in any form or facet. That's not my intent. But what my intent is from saying these things is, make sure your phone's on mute. What my intent is in saying these things is that Yah is our source, and He's the one that we put our complete trust in. Our complete reliance upon, and we have to be careful as the body of Christ to not start to put our trust more so in the hands of men than we do the hands of Yah. And again, from all the things that's been going on with different, church members and stuff like that, when you look at these things in the natural, it has the tendency to cause, fear. People have been diagnosed with COVID and all kinds of things, pneumonia, COVID, people getting operations and things like that. And so... we're living in a time frame where it's vitally important And I can't say this enough. I say this a lot, but apparently I can't say it enough. That, you know, we live in a time frame where it's vitally important to be led by Yah. And we have to be led by, so we have to be led by Yah on, so we have to be led by Yah on everything that we do. And I mean everything, y'all. We got to get out of this mindset that we do what we want, do what we want whenever we want, and things like that. And so, everything is, I can't say this enough, everything is vitally important to make sure that we're hearing from Yah, because when we don't, it can put us in a lot of circumstances that we shouldn't be in. And looking at all the things that's going on, this is one of these, circumstances where we start to move our own way and do things, according to how we feel that they should be done and when they should be done without being led by Yah. Did it just open up doors for a lot of things? And so, I can't stress that enough that these days that we're living in is vitally important to be hearing from Yah. It can cost us our lives if we're not hearing from Yah. Just thinking about all the things that has happened these past few weeks, I use one such example just to prove my point. And I'll give you a scripture here, but I'm just going as Yah is leading me to do this. We had a planned trip for New Orleans this past 4th of July weekend. This past or whenever 4th of July weekend was, 4th of July weekend. We had planned on going to New Orleans for a few days. My brother-in-law's sister and myself, childhood friend. And I had checked with Yah about taking that trip. And he gave me the liberty to go. He gave me the liberty to go on the trip. But when it came time for the nurses, and you got to really hear this now. But when it came time for taking the trip, it just wasn't bearing witness with my spirit. And I also, talked to Tanya, and it just wasn't bearing witness with her. And she's like, well, whatever you want to do, whatever time frame you want to leave, that's when we'll, do it. And y'all know I often tell a story about when y'all is hindering me. I call it hindering, for lack of a better way to put it, that there are times when I'll be trying to move around or leave the house or do some things, but I could feel like a catch, in my spirit, which is my mental state, my mind. I can feel a catch. It's like there's not a release. I don't feel at peace in leaving. And finally, I'll just calm down and say, okay, Yah's not wanting me to leave the house right now. And then all of a sudden, when that peace come over me, I'll be like, okay, now he's giving me the liberty to leave, and then I would leave. All the things that was getting ready to take place that weekend was all the reason why Yah was, you know, putting it on hold or not giving me peace about going down. It just felt like that was just a catch. It felt like that was a hindrance. And I pay attention to those things. Finally, you know, I told my sister, you know, I wasn't going, and she was like, well, you know what? She said, I'm kind of not feeling it either. It's just like, either way is fine, but I don't feel like at ease either. And so, you know, we didn't go. Now, remember what I said earlier? I said that Yah gave me the release to go initially, and then he changed it. And we have to be sensitive to that. We have to be sensitive to that. We have to know how to move with Yah. You know, all of us know how to move around, but we need to truly learn and come to a full comprehension on how to move with Yah. How to move with him. And if he ain't moving, you know, I say often, I'll be like, okay, Yah, if you're not going, I ain't going. I don't care what it is. And so we have to learn how to do that. We have to learn how to move with him, because if we don't, it opens up a whole lot of doors for a whole lot of things to happen that shouldn't be happening. This is one or these cases that has been happening in the past, you know, few days are such cases. There are cases where we're just moving as a church. We're just moving, and we just kind of do what we want to do, and it's not the time frame for that. Another example that I use is, and I've talked about this before too, and I'm just talking about all these things, and then we'll look at the scripture, deal with our current circumstance. I was invited to a family event, and, you know, I'm saying I was, but all the family, my siblings and all that, was invited to this event. And, well, Yah moved and didn't want us to attend, and so, you know, I just basically, you know, said that we weren't coming as a family, you know, and my other siblings and stuff, at least the majority of them, followed suit and stuff like that, and we stayed away from there. Well, come to find out, it would have been some big issues if we had gone to that event. And so, that was prevented, you know, because of being led by Yah and moving with Yah. And so I say that to say this: even if you have something already planned, even if you've already spent money, even if you already made a commitment to go, because even as far as the trip was New Orleans was concerned, a lot of plans was made, and people were making an effort to accommodate us and coming down and stuff like that. But yet the decision had to be made by the leading of the Spirit of Yah, even to the point to where it was disappointment to other people who were in New Orleans that was waiting on us to come. And at the same time, it may have even cost them, you know, a little bit of resources or whatever, because of certain things they was doing to prepare. I'm not for sure, but I'm just saying, from that perspective, we can't make a decision and do things just because, you know, money is involved or people are involved or loved ones are involved, all these different things. We can't make these decisions because of that, because we never know what making those decisions can produce. It may produce results that we don't want. And so, that's what I've looked at from or come to understanding of from dealing with all these things that I've had to deal with these past few days. I mean, I've been dealing with a lot of stuff. I mean, a whole lot of stuff. And at the same time, still keeping the project going and still, you know, taking care of my personal things and just a lot of things I've been dealing with. And so, it's been some challenges. Now, what I want to remind you of is one thing that Yah said to me in reference to the church, and I warned you about what's going on now. I warned you about what's going on now, and so what I basically said was that y'all was going to test the church. I didn't know how the test was going to come. I just knew that he was going to test the church, and I referenced it along the lines of the fact that I had been tested too, as far as my physical body was concerned, for that year that I mentioned earlier. And I said to the church, I said, y'all said that I passed the test. Then I said, now all of you have to be tested. And I said, and I don't know what your test is. I said, but we all have to be tested. I said, and the reason why we all have to be tested is because, in these last days, if y'all gonna use us, he gonna have to test us. He has to test to see what sort all of us are, because people have a tendency to talk about how good y'all is when things are going well, but can we talk about how wonderful it is right now, church, when we're being tested in our physical bodies to the highest degree? Can we still talk about the goodness of Yah? And can we still put our trust in Him? Or are we turning our mindset and starting to... So let me back up and say this. Is this test starting to manifest who we really trust? Now, remember I said earlier that, that I'm not, putting down doctors and nurses and things like that at all. They have their callings and things like that, and I respect it quite a bit. But my question to you is, in all of your decision making, did you make those decisions because your trust was in man? Or are you making your decision because your trust is in Yah and Yah is instructing you on what to do? These decisions are vitally important to be made, and I you just kind of be transparent, because I think in order for the church to really get what I'm saying is, I have to use my own family as an example. One of the things that I even challenged Deanna on, I was like, okay, I know you're going to the hospital to get to the bottom of what's going on. I said, but at the same time, there are some things coming. And when these things come, you got to decide where your trust going to be. Are we going to run the clinics? when these times come. And and there's nothing wrong with that if that's what y'all leading us to do. And so so things are happening to challenge our faith, and it's bringing stuff up, and it's making us it's where the rubber hits the road, so to speak, and we're having to really honestly judge ourselves and decide who we really put our trust in right now. And I went through it for a year. You're just going through it for a few days right now. And whether you go through it for a year like I did, or just a few days, you got to make up your mind where your trust is, and who you're going to totally depend upon. And are we going to listen to the instructions of man? Because, see, if I hadn't listened to the instructions of man, I'd have been on dialysis right now. I would have been taking heart medicine and all that stuff right now. And so I'm saying they're beneficial, but at the same time, I'm saying they can make mistakes. And I want to teach you how to keep your trust in a God who don't make no mistakes. And so, this is the... this is testing time to the highest degree, and church, you got to grow up, and you got to walk this thing by example. And you gotta quit telling people to hang on, and then when it's your time to hang on, you can't hang on. Trust in Yah until it's time you trust in Yah. I don't know nothing else. And so y'all gonna keep testing until he get out of us what he want. And he just decided to do it to the church all at once. You know. And one of the things that I do understand is this. I was told something yesterday, and like I said, I'm just being transparent. As I was tending to, tending to Mama Coast to the best of my ability, what I understood to do. And like I said, y'all just keep everybody lifted up in prayer. Y'all said something to me that was it was profound at that moment, but it's like he examined the circumstances over a period of time, And there were a lot of things that was, you know, that I've had to do these past few days. I'll say it that way. Just a lot of things I've had to do. But Yah said this to me, and it was surprising. It was surprising, but at the same time, I understood it. As I was standing over Mama Coach, Yah spoke to me, and he said, "Now you ready to pastor?" He said, "Now you ready to pastor my people." Now, when he said that, it was way bigger than United Ministries. I'm not a shepherd to just United Ministries. I'm a shepherd to Yah's people. And so when he said that, he wasn't referring to United Ministries. He was referring to his chosen people. He said, "Now you ready to shepherd my people?" And so in that split second of him saying that, he took me just through what had happened these past few days, and then what had happened years leading up to these past few days. It was like a split second. You know, Yah have a tendency to show you your life behave, Yahshua. Yahshua, behave. You know, Yah have a tendency to show, he has the ability, I'll say it that way. Yah has the ability to show you your life in a split second. And remind you of things. And so when he said that to me, he started bringing back to my remembrance a lot of things. And you'd be surprised the little things that he showed me. People are so caught up into being recognized and getting credit for big things, and they don't realize it's the little things that make us be in the position that Yah feels is necessary to use us in a big way. And all the things that he showed me was little bitty things that I didn't even pay no attention to. He didn't show me all the sermons that I preached. He didn't show me all the people that I've dealt with in one fast or another. He was showing me little bitty simple things that seemed to be irrelevant, but yet Yah was testing it and establishing that as the ability to be a shepherd of his people. He didn't show me about my studying. He didn't show me about my understanding of the scriptures. He didn't show me about any of these things. You know, any of those things which your preacher would normally think that would make him a great preacher or would make him a great shepherd. Yah didn't show me nothing that had anything to do with what is the norm as far as a shepherd is concerned. It's all the stuff that nobody pay attention to. Everybody want to be recognized for doing something. And I'm just saying everybody as far as a general term is concerned, not being specific about anything or anybody, but I'm saying everybody is wanting to be recognized about doing something specific. But what you got to understand, the part that's going to make you be what Yah has called you to be is the willingness to do the stuff that doesn't even give you recognition. Because that's the part that Yah is judging to determine your ability to be a blessing to his people. You're just showing all little old bitty things. the little bitty things that y'all do, or the little bitty things that you don't do, is what y'all recognizes. The very thing that you think has made you who you are ain't got nothing to do with why you who you are. It's the little bitty things. It's the faithfulness in the areas that it was the faithfulness in the areas that seemed to be not that important that y'all was looking at. It ain't all the messages that I preached. It's not all the time I've been in the scriptures. It's not the thousands of people I've preached to in one fast or another, or given an understanding of the scriptures in one fast or another. It was none of that. It was all little small issues of the heart that seemed to be irrelevant. And Yah is testing us, and the reason why he's testing us is because he wants us to look at the smallest details of what he lead us to do and look at it as just as important as the big stuff. When y'all recognize David as the king of our nation, David was out there tending sheep. And he was considered, I changed that. He wasn't considered so much to the point to where they didn't even bring him in to be considered as a possibility of being the king. They brought all the sons, all of his brothers before Samuel, and they weren't even considered. I'm gonna give you two warnings. Be careful when you think you've been considered. Because you may be the one that Yah has rejected. And on the other hand, don't get discouraged because you think you've been overlooked. Because you may be the very one that Yah want to use. I'm going to say that again. Be careful when you think, when we think in our mind that we've been considered by Yah. You may be the very one that he's rejected. But on the other hand, be encouraged if you think ain't nobody paying no attention to the things that you do for Yah. You're the one that he's accepted.
I don't.
Most people like to be pat on the back. Most people like to be recognized. Most people like to be honored. And there's nothing wrong with that when it's in its proper place. But it's a dangerous thing when you expect it. When you expect to be served, when you expect to be honored, when you expect all these different things, when you have the mindset that you are the one who should be, when you're always considering you. So all Yah has done is created grounds for testing, because he's considering us. He want to use us. He want to use each one of you, and everybody's test may not be the same. See, there are a lot of people that's going on as far as their physical body is concerned right now. And I'm not. There's nothing going on with me as far as my physical body is concerned. So my test is different than yours. You know, different ones, you know, that are listening to me right now. Your test may be different. It may be something that's going on in one fast or another. But understand that it's a test. And even in that test, you got to be faithful. You got to put your trust in Yah. You know, when I laid down last night, I was so tired. And, you know, because I've been going and dealing with, you know, different, you know, church members since, like I said, pretty much since Saturday. And I laid down. And I had a conversation with Yah. And the conversation with Yah was simple. I didn't say much. All I said was a few words. And these words were, Yah, I'm not going to complain. I trust what you're doing. I don't even have to pray because you already know what's going on. You already know the outcome. You knew this was going to take place before it all happened. Everything is happening according to your plan. I don't even have a complaint, y'all. Everything is just fine. Let your will be done. I didn't lay down saying, Lord, I rebuke the devil. I refuse, and I want to teach you to refuse and learn how to do the same thing. Quit giving the devil credit for every time something go down. Oh, the devil busy, man. How you fix to put that dude in your mouth? Give him the glory. Now, one time did I say the devil busy? I ain't giving him no freaking credit. Y'all busy. That's who busy. Work it out, y'all. Do however way you want to do it. You worked and dealt with me. I had to keep my trust in you for a whole year. Come on, church. We can hang on a few days. Don't doubt now. Don't give up now. He's getting you prepared to serve. That's what he's doing. because all kinds of stuff going to come through these doors in the future. And we got to know how to serve. And we can't be walking through the door thinking about ourselves. Thinking that we're entitled and we this and we that and I just do whatever I want to. I just, however I just want to do it, I just do it. Y'all say, I'm going to show the whole church I got control of this. I'm going to sit everybody down. Money can't help you. Y'all say, I'm going to sit everybody down. I'm going to show them all who they live for. And I'm going to test it. And I'm going to bring it out. And I'm going to manifest it. And I'm going to make them realize there ain't nothing they got but God. Ain't nobody got enough money to pay themselves out of this situation. Money can't get us out. All of us having to go through these steps, ain't we all? Everybody got to go through these processes. Everybody got to go through these steps. So one thing I love about Yah is when he tests, it don't matter. Everybody get to test. And everybody have to come through the process by which he wants each one of us to come through in order for all of us to be who he's called us to be. And you thank your God for dealing with you the way that he dealt with you, because, when, again, I keep reminding you of this. When I was going through that physical condition for that entire year, I thank Yah the whole time. I didn't stop moving. I didn't sit down on my tail. Now, a person may say, no, Pastor, you being a little bit tough. No, I'm telling you what I didn't do. I often tell you all the time, so you got to walk this thing. If I'm your pastor, you got to walk it like I walk it. I was sick going up to the building fighting copper thieves. I didn't sit down on my assignments. I didn't stop doing what I was responsible for doing. That's what I mean by the little things, y'all. Don't allow these kind of circumstances like this turn us into being selfish people. Somebody needs you, and you need somebody. One thing we've learned from this ordeal is all of us need one another. That's what for sure. We if we don't learn nothing else, we learn in United Ministries. Because all of us have had to depend on one another in order to get through some steps that we all need to get through. All of us have had to be there for one another, like the way it's supposed to be. That's the spirit that's up on the ministry. That's what United Ministries is about. Y'all say, if I can't get you to do it in health, I'll get it out of you in some sickness. Now, I'll give you my scripture now. 1 Corinthians. Then I'm through. I said, all that stuff just is get to right here. First Corinthians 10, verse 13. It says, there hath no temptation taken you but such as common to man. But Yah is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above all that you are able. What are you going through? Yah say he's letting you go through it because you're able to go through it. What happened to each one of us? Yah said, I let you go through it. Verse 13, again, temptation, put in the proof. Experience of evil. Adversity. Try. There's no temptation taken to you but such as common. Now when you look at the word common, it says common to human. I mean common to man, mankind. After manner of men. In other words, bad things happen to good people. And it don't matter who you are. It's common. People get sick. It's common. But you got to have a mindset in what you're going through right now. Each one of you have got to have a mindset. Yah is faithful. And I got to put my trust in Yah and know that there's something that he's doing. The temptation is there. It is something that's going on. I don't quite understand why it's all happening. But I understand my God. He is in complete control. And since he is in complete control, and since my God is faithful, then I know whatever I'm going through, I am able. There's something that he's allowing me to go through because it's not above my temp grade. Lord, I let you go through for an entire year because that's not above your temp grade. But just in case it gets a little rough, when it gets to the point to where the temptation now is too much to bear, he said, I'll provide a way out. So when old lungs start getting tired, after a year of going through that physical condition, y'all said, let me get him out of here. His physical body can't bear it no more. I got complete control. Now you look at me almost 2 years later, you can't even tell anything was ever wrong. But it's the same thing as far as each one of you are concerned. Whatever you're dealing with right now, whatever you're going through as far as your physical body is concerned, put your trust in your faithful God. And know that he got you right where he wants you right now. So whether you got COVID or whether you got pneumonia or whatever is going on with you right now, no, y'all got you right where he wants you right now. men, we know men is, you know, men has created this stuff and all these diseases and things like that in the lab. You know, common sense will tell you that, but you know, we live by Yah. He give us the wisdom to understand that. I mean, it's like this. If you got somebody like Bill Gates, who is a spokesperson about a disease, just because he got money, has no medical expertise whatsoever, and you got people that listening to him, that let you know something wrong right there. And so I'm you know, I'm gonna say this, but at the same time, y'all do as y'all lead you. I'm just speaking what y'all lead me to do. I don't accept everything they say. I don't do everything they tell me to do. Remember, I told you. I said they told me not to exercise. They're like, you got heart problems. Don't exercise. They told me a lot of things that I couldn't do. You got to be led by y'all on things that you should and shouldn't do. You know, if they tell you to do certain things, as far, you know, if the doctors tell you to do certain things, then do them. But check with your higher source also. Don't just take everything they say. Remember, if I would have, I'd have been on dialysis for almost 2 years now. So although they are considered experts, everything they tell you ain't expert information. And I just get kind of dumbfounded sometimes when I see the confidence that the children of the Most High put in these people. And we so easy to let them in. They give us anything, we'll take it. They give us anything, we'll drink it. They give us anything, we'll do. Just whatever they come in and say, do it. I never forget one thing they said to me. They said, we want to shoot this dye up in you. They said, but if we shoot this dye up in you, it could ruin your kidneys. But we need to shoot this dye up in you. You don't need to do nothing. You just told me if you put this dye up in me that it could mess up my kidneys, but then you're going to say you need to put this dye. What is it that make you need to put this stuff up in me and you telling me the results that's going to happen from them doing it? No, them son of a gun was working trying to get me on dialysis. That's what they was doing. And I truly believe to this very day that a whole lot of people who are on dialysis and other things, all because they were told, because it was just about making money. It wasn't a true diagnosis. A lot of people are experiencing a lot of things because they were informed by human knowledge on what that person thought that they should do. And instead of following their own mental disposition to know how their body feel, they refuse to listen to their own body. Listen to these people in are in bad situation right now because they listen to somebody else. I consider what they said, but I've been with my body 58 years. I got a whole lot more knowledge about my own body than they do. That's a fact. So you're not going to look at no computer and tell me what you think going on with my kidneys, and I'm sitting up here telling you my kidneys are functioning fine. Now, when they start getting weird and not functioning as far as I'm physically concerned, then you got my attention. But don't sit here and look at some screen just say, oh, they doing something weird. That's what they used to tell me all the time. They're doing something weird. Well, let them keep doing something weird. They doing it. You gonna diagnose something like that and just say they doing something weird because you don't understand it. Now you feel like you need to put me on dialysis because they doing something weird. That weirdness is still got me functioning. Let me stay weird. Like, I think they told my brother a few days ago that his kidney was messed up, and he went to ask him questions about it, and they didn't say nothing else about it. So I'm going to say this again, then I'm done. Verse 13, there has no temptation taken you but such as common to man, but Yah is faithful, who will not suffer you. You take this personal. Who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able. Pastor, I'm really feeling rough right now. You are able. It ain't designed to take you out. It was designed to take you out, you be gone. It ain't designed to take you out. You are able. Strengthen your mind. Scripture says a merry heart working like a medicine. A mind. Your physical body is only going to be as healthy as your mind. I'm your living witness. I remind you again, I went through sickness for an entire year, but my mind stayed focused. That body had to line up with the mind. Kept judging y'all faithful. You keep judging y'all faithful. You going through right now. You're uncomfortable right now. You're not feeling good right now. There's a whole lot of things going on right now. It may be some other stuff going on with other members that I'm not aware of. You know, but stay faithful. Keep your mind. Understand you're there for a reason. You're able to bear it. When you can't bear it no more, he's going to deliver you. You'll escape this. Now, don't go walking around from all the things that's been going on. You can't walk around in fear now. Because I know how people's minds start working now. Everybody, if you're not careful, everybody walking around in fear and all. I can't be living in fear. Got to stay faithful. That's bottom line. I asked y'all to test me, and he did. And he told me he was testing. He was going to test the church, and he is. Everything is on course. One thing each one of us should learn from this, and I'm finished, is how fragile things are. And so you got to make the best of, you got to make the best of everything each day. Be here today and gone tomorrow. Two weeks ago, everybody was fine. Just 2 weeks ago. So never take it for granted. Never take it for granted. Just stay faithful, y'all. Because He is. Y'all is faithful. And that's all I have. Any questions, comments? I'm done. All right. All right, we'll pray and then I'll close. Father, y'all, we just bless your name on today and we thank you for testing us and causing us to understand that whatever we're going through, you saw fit for us to have to go through it and deal with it. It's just a process of life. This is common circumstances. And Father, we thank you for considering us and testing us and proving us and positioning us where we can be better people, a better church, and to be able to stand for you and be as faithful to you as you are to us. You know, we glorify you for that, and we just thank you for all things. In the name of Yahushua, we do pray. Amen.